Whether you're watching me right now at home, God wants to touch you in such a supernatural way. But will you yield to Him? Will you yield? Will you say, Jesus, here I am. Here I am, God. Come and touch me. Come and fill me. Let my life, I never want to be the same again, because this is your moment. Right here and right now. This is your moment. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to make things right. Today is the day to give it all to Him. Today is the day to say, I'm done trying to do it on my own. Today is the day. Man, I feel in my heart that there's people that are watching right now, and you are encountering God. There's some of you that you've even grown weary. You've given up. You've completely turned away from God. And the fact that you even hear me right now, the fact that you're even watching, it's supernatural, because you didn't need to tune into 2 hours of a youth service or a young adult service called The Next Life. You didn't mean for it to happen, but God did. Because nothing happens by chance. And perhaps you're even in this auditorium right now. I can feel it in my spirit. That this is your moment. Jesus is the answer to the problems that you're facing. Jesus is the solution. And He is calling you to Himself even right now. But you see, He will never force Himself upon you, because He's so wonderful, because He's so glorious, because God gives us this thing called a free will, that He would rather have you willingly love Him. Not, He could have created robots who He could force to love Him, but He decided to give us a free will because He wanted a people who would willingly say, God, I love You. Abba, Father, I worship You. And there's people that are tuned in right now, and I feel it so strong that Jesus is calling you. And there's one person in particular, you're watching me right now, and the call of God is upon your life, but you've been running away. This is your confirmation. God is calling you. He is calling you, but this is your moment right here and right now. You should have died a long time ago, but God spared your life. This is your moment to make it right with God and see what He will do with your life. There's people that are watching me right now. You've given up. You threw in the towel and you said, man, everything that's happening in 2021 looks worse than 2020. I can't do this. I'm going to give up. I'm going to take my life. Jesus is calling you right now. Come unto Him. He is calling you. See, a life in the kingdom is everything. It's why you were created. You were created to have fellowship and communion with the King. But it must come to a place where you say, Jesus, I surrender all. I lay down my life. I lay down my agenda. I lay down my name, and I pick up Yours. And I pick up my cross, and I'm going to follow You. I have to deny myself. You see, that's the part many people don't like, is the denying part. To say it's not Niall's way anymore. It's not Joe's name. It's not Colise's way. It's not Fred's name. It's not France's way. It's Jesus's way, because He's not just our Savior. He's our Lord. And I feel it in my heart that the day of salvation is right here and right now. You're watching me. You want to give your life to Jesus. This is your moment. I want you to pray this prayer after me. Whether you're watching on DSTV, whether you're watching on Sky 594, whether you're listening on Link FM, however it might be, this is your moment to give your life to Jesus. Refuse to go another day without Him. Refuse. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to follow me. The Bible says you must believe in your heart, confess it with your mouth. You must believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth. You don't have to be this person who's got this long certificate to prove that you're good enough. He died for you. You're good enough. You don't need the validation from invalid people or invalid people. You're validated by God. You want to be saved. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to be a new beginning today. You want to become a new creation. This is your moment. Say this with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe that You died for me and that You rose again. Jesus, I repent of all of my sin. I turn away to serve You. Jesus, come into my heart. Wash me. Cleanse me. Let me never be the same again. Today, I choose to serve You all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. I'm born again. I'm on my way to heaven. I am a child of God. I am a new creation. This is my day. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 you prayed that prayer, whether in the auditorium, whether at home, wherever you might have been saying, man, I'm sitting in my car and I prayed that. I'm sitting at McDonald's, free plug for McDonald's, and I prayed that prayer. You are a child of God. You are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, look, all things have become new. If you prayed that prayer today on YouTube, I want you to write it in the comment section. I'm saved. All of you on YouTube, I want you to connect with that person. You're watching on Facebook right now. You prayed that prayer. All of our NXT ambassadors, I want you to reach out to those people. Let them know you love them. Pray for them. Connect with them. You're watching on DSTV. Send us a message. Send us a testimony. Let them know. Send us. Let us know. Let them know. Let us know. I prayed that prayer. You want to send us a testimony? The details on the screen. You can even call the number. Testify, I am born again and I'm on my way to heaven in Jesus' name. If you believe it, shout amen. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Glory to God. He is good and His mercy, it endures forever. You see, we've been saying it over and over again. This is not the worst moment to be alive, but Azinke, it's the best moment to be alive, right? This is the best moment for us to serve Jesus, right? Because you're born for such a time as this. Born for such a moment as this. That's why you're breathing. Doesn't matter how many schools you've bounced upon. Doesn't matter how many times you failed university. Doesn't matter how your job is unstable, how you're facing difficult situations. You're born for such a time as this. And how your life might have been when you tuned in will not be how your life is after this broadcast in Jesus' name. I decree, get ready to testify of the turnaround. Get ready to testify of the goodness of God. Get ready to testify of how God came through. He doesn't come through sometimes. He comes through all the time. Because He's Jehovah. He knows your end from your beginning. He's already been at the end. And He knows where you are right now. You see, God doesn't call you where you are right now. He calls you from what you look like at the end. He sees the destiny on the inside of you today. And you see, that's why I believe and I know that even in this hour, the devil wants to do one thing. He wants to put you in an identity crisis. He wants you to believe a lie. He wants you to believe that you're never going to be good enough, that you're never going to amount to anything, that you're never going to do anything great for God. He wants you to believe that. And He wants to put you in a place of an identity crisis. Because if you don't know who you are, you won't know what you're called to do. If you don't know who you are, you don't know who you are or who you are not. So you'll try to be everybody. You'll try to be anybody. You are anointed to be who God called you to be. There is something so specific on the inside of you. But you can never know that unless you know God. You see, the enemy, he is the same dog with the same tricks. Nothing new. He is the same dog with the same tricks. What do I mean by this? See, the Lord, He ministered this so beautifully to me. And He took me to two passages. I'm not going to preach long tonight. And I know I say that a lot, but I really am not going to, in Jesus' name. I feel like people are not convinced. The amount of people who send me memes saying, when the pastor says he's almost done, and then it's a picture of a person going like this, but you said you were almost done. Matthew chapter 4. See, the devil wants to put you in an identity crisis. He wants you to be in doubt of who you've called to be and what God has anointed you to be and who God has placed on the inside of you, the destiny, the future that He has for you. He wants to put you in a place of doubt. He wants to put you in a place of where you're thinking you're not going to be good enough, that you're never going to amount to anything. That's his desire, because the thief cometh to kill, to steal and to destroy. But good news, Jesus came so that you can have life and have it in abundance. But I want you to recognize something, and this is a tactic of the enemy in these end times, especially in this final hour, to put you in a place where you second guess your identity. You have a kingdom identity, child of God. Matthew chapter 4, he even tried it with Jesus, and this is what I want to show you. This message is so quick, but it is powerful. Because it's birthed by the Holy Spirit. See, Matthew chapter 4, if you're watching on Facebook or on YouTube, I want you to write it in the comment section. If you're in the auditorium, look at your partner, say Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, not chapter 5, not chapter 3, but chapter 4. Glory to God. The Bible says the following. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights, he fasted and became very hungry. During this time, the devil came and said to him, and I'm reading to you in the NLT, the New Living Translation, not the Old Living Translation. Everyone say new, not old. During that time, the devil came and said to him, said to Jesus, if, see, he's the king of doubt. The devil is a doubter and he wants you to be one too. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread. But Jesus told him, no, the scriptures say, King James Version, it is written, fool. Speaking to the devil, I added that on. That was a now translation. It is written. Glory to God. It is written. Then verses 5, the devil then took him to the holy city, Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple and said, if you are the Son of God, jump off. For the scriptures say, you see, the devil knows the Bible. The devil knows the scriptures. Do you know them? Because if you don't know what is written, you'll don't know what is yours. If you don't know what is written, you won't know what to say to him. Because he'll hit you with the scripture, but he'll twist it and you'll believe it. The devil knows what is written. Do you? For the scriptures say he will order his angels to protect you and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. Jesus responded, the scriptures also say you must not test the Lord your God. Next, the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, and I will give it all to you, he said, if you will kneel down and worship me. Jesus said, get out of here, Satan, for the scriptures say, or it is written, you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him. See, if the devil tried to cause Jesus to doubt, you can bet he's going to try the same with you. He's going to try and get you to second guess. If you're really called to have a church, if you're really called to have a business, do this. Devil, it is written, fool. He's going to try and get you to second guess your calling. He's going to try and put you in an identity crisis, because if you don't know who you are, in this hour, you'll be ineffective. See, if you don't know who you are, even in this hour, you can't rise up. If you don't know who you are, you can't stand firm. You won't know what to stand on. That shall not be your story in the name of Jesus Christ. See, I want you to recognize something, that if anything that is being said to you is not aligned to what is written, it is invalid. If it is not written, it is not valid. If any person ever tries to speak a word over you, if any person ever tries to say something to you, if it is not written, it is not valid. Oh, you're never going to be good enough. You're never going to own your own business. Is it written? Oh, it's not written. You're not valid. What you're saying to me is not valid. If it is not written, it is not valid. Man, if you would get that tonight, if you would get that into your heart, that if it is not written in the Word of God, I don't want it. You know, there's so many people even in this hour that they're living with labels that have been placed upon them, that you're not good enough, that you're never going to achieve anything great. Tonight is the night to rip the labels off. New labels are coming upon you tonight, such as a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, set apart for such a time as this, born for such a time as this. Those are your new labels, chosen, selected, set apart. I want to show you something, and the Lord revealed this to me because I showed you how Jesus responded to the devil. Jesus didn't say, devil, do you know who I am? You know, you get Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm Son. That wasn't what Jesus said. Jesus said, it is written. He didn't say, man, do you know who I am? Have you seen my Father? Have you seen the Holy Ghost? Do you know who I am? I would get out of here, cuz. Boost, quickly. Jesus said, it is written. And I want to show you something so powerful that the Lord showed me. Turn to Luke chapter 4. I want to show you how Jesus responded to the devil. Luke chapter 4. Write it for me in the comment section on Facebook and on YouTube. I want to show you something, and this is going to bless you. Glory to God. I want to show you how Jesus responded to the devil, because the devil wanted to cause him to doubt. And yes, Jesus said, "It is written," but there's something else that's revealed to us in the Gospel of Luke, and I love it. And when I saw it, man, I got stirred up. I started happy dancing, and I know that's hard to believe because I can't dance. Thank you, Jade. Luke chapter 4. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit. Everyone say, led by the Spirit. Into the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. Jesus ate nothing all that time and became very hungry. Then the devil said to him, the devil's always got a big mouth, "If you are the Son of God," here we go again, "tell the stone to become a loaf of bread." But Jesus told him, "No, the scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone." Then the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. "I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and authority over them." Then the devil said, "Because they are mine to give to anyone I please, I will give it all to you if you will worship me." Jesus replied, "The scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off. For the scriptures say he will order his angels to protect and guard you. And they will hold you up with their hands, and you won't even hurt your foot on a stone." Jesus responded, "The scriptures also say that you must not test the Lord your God." When the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left him until the next opportunity came. Here it comes. Are you ready? The Bible goes on to say, "Then Jesus returned to Galilee, filled with the Holy Spirit's power. Reports about him spread quickly through the whole region. He taught regularly in the synagogues and was praised by everyone." When he came to the village of Nazareth, what good can come from Nazareth? See, we see it in John. We see it in John. What good could come from Nazareth? Son of a carpenter. I want you to understand something. You see, the devil tried to get Jesus to doubt, but Jesus responded with this. After he got back, filled with the Spirit's power, he was in Galilee, and then he returned to Nazareth. And what took place? Ooh, glory to God. The Bible says this. Tonight, I feel like just reading scripture. When he came to the village of Nazareth, his boyhood home, he went as usual to the synagogue. Oh, you don't want to go to church? Put that on the shelf. Jesus went to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up. Oh, glory. To read the scriptures. To read the scriptures. See, the devil tried to cause him to doubt when he was being tempted in the wilderness. If you really are the Son of God. And then we see in John chapter 1, Jesus from Nazareth. From Nazareth? Can anything good come from Nazareth? Jesus was in Nazareth right here and right now. And he was responding with what? The Bible says the scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and he found the place where it was written. In other words, Jesus, who had just faced being threatened by the devil, or not really threatened, but tried to cause him to doubt. What did Jesus do? Jesus said, "Okay, homeboy, I'm going to go to Nazareth now, and I'm going to go to the synagogue, and I'm going to open up the scriptures." And the Bible says something so powerful. He unrolled the scroll, and he found the place where it was written. Jesus searched the scriptures. He searched the scriptures. And the Bible says this, and he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the captives will be released, and the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ that today is your day to search the scriptures and to turn to the place where it is written that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, child of God, and He has anointed you for such a time as this to set the very same captives free. Because for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest that you might destroy the works of the devil. We've got to turn to what is written about us in this hour. In order to not be in an identity crisis, you've got to turn to what is written. Jesus had every reason to doubt. He had every reason to turn away. Maybe the devil is right. Maybe that guy is right who said, what good could come from Nazareth? Nathaniel, if I remember correctly. But he turned to where it was written in his hometown where everybody knew that he was the son of a carpenter. I don't know where you come from or what, where you were brought up, but it's time for you to turn to the place where it is written. Where it is written about you that you are a chosen generation. That He knows you. That He chose you. That He has set you apart for such a time as this. It's time to turn where it is written. For Jesus, He unrolled the scroll and He found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For He has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor. And He has sent me to proclaim that the captives will be released. That the blind will see. That the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Children of God, this is your hour. This is your moment. It's time to stand on what is written. If what has ever been said to you, whatever words have been spoken over you, whatever it might be, I even hear the voice of the Lord saying this. Someone even told you that you're never going to be healed, that you're never going to walk normally, that you're never ever going to be able to, I hear this in my heart, taste food properly. Maybe you got something in your taste buds. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Maybe they told you, you will never see again. I've got news for you. You are anointed to not only see, but to set other people free. You are anointed to lay hands upon the blind so that they can see. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ over every single one of you that you shall lay your hands upon the sick and you shall see them recover. Because you know who you are. Because you know what is written. You will never doubt again in Jesus' mighty name. No more doubt in Jesus' name. I cast all doubt out. All anxiety, all uncertainty are casted out now in Jesus' name. Stand wherever you are and lift up your hands. You at home, stand at home. For the Lord says that this is my hour. Yes, indeed, this is the final hour. Let my ones arise. Let those that will turn the world upside down once again, let them arise in this hour. It shall be those that hearken to my voice, saith the Lord. It shall be those that are obedient to my voice, for I am still speaking. My word still hasn't changed. But will you take me at my word, saith the Spirit of the Lord? Will you take me at my word? You shall see my hand come upon you. You shall see my hand stretched forth. You shall see it. You shall see it. But the Lord says, you must know what is written.